Let's talk about Elroy, E-L-R-O-Y, Jr. Lewis. L-E-W-I-S is the last name. Date of birth is... This is a 92-year-old gentleman. Oh, 88-year-old gentleman who's on hospice with unspecified protein calorie malnutrition. He also suffers from Parkinson's disease, dementia, hypertension with hyperlipidemia. At first, when you walk in the room, patient is stooped over. He is arousable, but he's stooped over with a plate of food in front of him that he's not eating. You're also struck by the fact that there's clutter, toys, stuffed animals, furniture all over the place. There's a walkway to the living room, to the front door to the living room that two people cannot pass because of the fact that it's so constricted by stuff everywhere, period. Also, when you talk to the patient and start examining the patient, you have to watch out for roaches that are all over the place. This has been discussed with social work, has been discussed with Sheila, patient's sister, and his patient's wife. They have adamantly refused to move. Obviously, the patient is losing weight. He's not eating. He's ADL dependent. He is weak, debilitated. He doesn't eat. His wife says his wife has a heavy winter jacket on with a knit cap and layers of clothing with the air conditioner off in the room. Sister Sheila feels like Annie, his wife, is also has severe Alzheimer's, but nevertheless, they have not been able to convince them to move at this time. I understand that at one time APS was involved in his care as well, period. He's confused. He no longer is able to give me his name. He's arousable, as I mentioned. He's, of course, bowel and bladder incontinent. They have provider services, caretakers per sister, and hospice aides that help them survive, period. The sister tells me that she used to go there, but she can't stand their living situation, so she's not going there any longer as much as she used to, period. Patient's other comorbidities, as above, as was mentioned, is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. His blood pressure is actually 90 over 60, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, or two sites 94% on room air, period. His FAST score is at slip from 7B to 7D, as in David. He started with a MAC of 25 centimeter. His recent, today's MAC is at 22.7. Let's see. Furthermore, patient is much more confused now. They He appears to be comfortable. He's eating even less than before. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition. He has severe muscle wasting about the temporal region, upper arms and lower extremities. Upper and lower extremities. Patient's KPS has dropped from 40% to 30%, in my opinion. Given that patient's current condition, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Please be advised that patient was seen for a face-to-face evaluation today. Furthermore, this will be shared with hospice medical director. And patient currently is in his... sixth benefit period. Thank you.